Close your eyes, don't you worry, there's no reason to be sad. Don't waste it all in such a hurry, just think of all the friends you have. And if you got the whole world weighing down on your shoulders, then come to me and I will take you.
We have two songs here that seem to circle around similar themes. There's something about the world out there that can be a burden in this song, or indeed it can be very dark out there, expressed in our other song. And each of these songs is an invitation. One puts out an invitation to come along, I Will Take You Home, as we just heard. That's the title of this tune.
And I will take you.
The other is an invitation to come on by the house.
You're gonna keep the good times. You're gonna keep them rolling. And we won't live to see the day they die.
Come on by the house, that's the title. You can catch your breath at home, find some peace and companionship in this sheltering space that is home in the first song, that is the house in this tune.
No sadness, no sorrow, no need to beg or borrow, won't have to think about.
I Will Take You Home is from a new album by Mike Mizwinski. And this tune, Come On By The House, is by Brother Roy, Roy Williams, and his recent CD, Last Man Standing. As it happens, each of these singer-songwriters can call northeastern Pennsylvania home, and each one has a strong sense of the importance of home in our lives, as we hear.
May that spirit follow our way through all these years, make us feel good. Make us laugh.
Of course, there are other aspects to home sweet home, such as crabby neighbors.
Well, my neighbor keeps on telling me to quit turning around in his driveway. Quit turning around in my driveway, you long-haired hippie kid. Well, my neighbor keeps on hollering, get that jalopy out of my driveway. That thing's about to break down. I'll knock you out.
Dave Brown singing here about the fist-waving fellow neighbor next door who's perturbed about driveway issues side by side, house to house. Songs of all sorts by singer-songwriters who call or who have called northeastern Pennsylvania home will be the centerpiece of the first annual Steamtown String Fling at the Scranton Cultural Center this Friday. Of course, we know the word house is not just a synonym for home, but it's often used for a theater space. And the String Fling is also a musical celebration of the house that is the historic Scranton Cultural Center at the Masonic Temple. Maria Santa Moro of the Scranton Cultural Center came to the WVIA studio with Dave Brown of the Dishonest Fiddlers. The two have been planning this event for months. Maria and Dave and Jamie Novak, veteran of the northeastern Pennsylvania music scene and current member of the Dishonest Fiddlers, came together at the art scene table to fill us in.
Once again, at the Scranton Cultural Center in the ballroom, from the main stage playing into the ballroom, we're going to be bringing you the first annual Steamtown String Fling, which is bluegrass, Americana, grassroots. We're really excited to bring this type of music into that room for the first time, and we're going to be looking to do this year after year. So,
and this is part of the effort to not only support regional music, but also to allow people to experience the wonderful nature of this historic building.
Building, absolutely, yes. And this is one of three events that take place throughout the year. There's a jazz event in September, and of course, the Guitarmageddon, which is more of a blues rock event in February. And very happy to bring in this new element to that very space and create a beautiful space for these talented musicians to be able to play, but also for their fans to come in and be able to hear them and see them on this gracious stage and in this environment.
This has been percolating in the back of your mind. How did you two get together to talk about this?
I've always been a fan of Dave Brown, whether he realized it or not. So I've been going out to see him play at different smaller events. There were lots of First Friday events that Dave played solo, and I would go off to see him. And one of the things that I liked most is his originality and his songwriting and his storytelling. So whenever I got the chance to go and hear Dave play, I would. And then we became connected on social media. So whenever he had a new project that he was introducing or different video and audio recordings to share, I was always eager to hear that and share that. So I was always thinking of a way that we could work together in putting something like this together. And I have to say, Dave has been awesome in helping rally key musicians and talent that would fit very well into this program. And between the two of us collaborating together, it just has, I think, morphed into something really beautiful.
What did you have in mind? What kind of a vision? What were you thinking, Dave?
I mean, like a folk festival. I think this could be, in a couple of years, it could really be something where we bring not just all these great local or local-esque-ish folks into the cultural center, but I think this could be a huge thing. You know, the music is good enough that we should be able to fill it up this year, but sometimes it takes a couple of years to get the word around.
Tell us about you and the people you play with.
Well, my band is called the Dishonest Fiddlers, which has recently changed. The lineup has kind of been shaken up a little bit. I have a fiddler, actually, which I didn't always have. Part of the gimmick, you know, we're always looking for an honest fiddler. Was on a t-shirt, I think. But we have a fiddler, his name's Mark Woodyatt, who you might be familiar with. Jamie Novak plays the drums, and David Hampton is the guitar player. He's like a veteran guy who's really been all over the place playing, and my upright bass player is Bob Wilson.
You all play here and elsewhere?
We play all over, and we've been working at it and kind of just building and growing and learning and taking all the opportunities we can to play.
Well, who came to mind then when you started talking about a string fling here?
I think we started talking about the acts that we would typically see at our regional festivals and such, and then just started trying to piece together who would make sense, and we really mixed it up. I mean, this is not going to be the same thing over and over again. Each act has a very distinctly different presence from the next one. So the whole show is going to be, from beginning to end, a good mix of different players.
And Dave, you said that in a certain sense, you were thinking about songwriters and singers and songwriters who at least have some ties here.
Yeah, I think that the lineup for this year at least definitely has that as kind of a theme. Like Mike Miz and Roy Williams are two guys that I think are incredible songwriters and musicians in their own right. They're styles are a little different, but they're both fantastic, and we've been kind of in the same community of musicians and friends and stuff for a long time, so it's nice to always work with these guys. But I think that the fact that we've got these super talented songwriters all on the bill together kind of creates a nice cohesiveness for the show. And Chris Carney, I mean, all these guys I've like looked up to and been fans of since before I had a band to play with, so it's really like an honor to be kind of doing this.
And I think what attracted me to mostly is the storytelling. Each artist and band, Dave is very humble, but is a phenomenal songwriter and storyteller, and we'll be able to hear that in his music. Brother Roy Williams, he's a phenomenal storyteller as well, and if you look at his videos, they're funny, and they're pros. These guys are pros. I mean, and Roy is based in New York, plays in New York, and is gracious enough to come and play with us, and I'm really looking forward to that. And the beauty with Roy is that he's going to be wailing on a piano. The Baby Grand is going to be set up, so the stage is filled with some stellar musicians.
Who are the Spain brothers?
Spain brothers, they're a second generation. It's Mickey and Liam Spain from Makeham in Spain, and they are from New Hampshire, but they're second generation players of Irish folk singers and songwriters. They've toured with Tom Paxton, Tom Clancy, so they've been around the circuit with different folk festivals and Irish festivals, and we're really eager to have them, so they might throw in a little bit of that Irish Celtic flair. Mickey happened to move here within the last year or so. He married a friend of mine, so we're lucky to have him. his brother is still in New Hampshire, and he's coming down from New Hampshire to play. So that's gonna be really special.
And what influences your songwriting? And do you write about here?
People have asked me what influences I have to write songs. And, well, I don't know. It's kind of just like the waitress at the diner, the guy at the grocery store, or the guy that's in the intersection asleep behind the wheel, or whatever it is. It's just my neighbors and people I grew up with, my family, just sort of everyday occurrences. And I think that sort of simplicity kind of makes the music accessible for anybody if they've heard it. So musicians too, but you know.
Well, you compared Dave to, what did you call him?
To me, Dave is the modern day Northeastern Pennsylvania Arlo Guthrie. His storytelling is very, like, he just comes out with it. Whatever life experience Dave has somehow develops into some sort of a song. And it's not just a catchy tune. Every word makes sense. The whole story comes together. There's usually some sort of a moral to the story. So he's really interesting to listen to get that whole story out of the song.
There might be an immoral to the story too.
Do you have a memory of hearing anything at the Scranton Cultural Center at all?
I remember, I don't know how old I was, but I know Jackson Browne was somebody that I remember seeing there. I think I saw Stomp there too, which was pretty cool. They're like the street sweepers and the...
You probably did. Yeah. Because we're big with Broadway and shows like Stomp. That's the unique thing about our stage, too. I mean, this is just such a great... And I don't just say this because I work there. I mean, it is a beautiful building for those that have gone through it. But to be able to take that wonderful stage and be able to play it out to a house of 1,866 seats and then, you know, have a full-on Broadway show or a big show like that and then flip it around and it becomes something totally different on the other side for a show like ours. So it's a space that, you know, 300 is nice and comfortable.
Now this is cabaret seating. This will be
cabaret seating, but in a very relaxed way. It might be a little bit more dressed down than, say, a jazz room, but it's going to be totally awesome. It's going to be a mix of tables in the ballroom. Last show that we had, we actually did so well, we had to open up in the balcony upstairs. So we added some tables and chairs to that. So, yeah, I mean, it's comfortable for someone if they want to just grab a chair off to the side or if they get there early enough because the seating at tables is limited. I think that there's just enough for maybe about 250, 300 with tables.
Now, Jamie, we know you from all kinds of playing.
I was a cabinet for the last 10 years. I recorded a record with George Wesley in 1993, the Do What You Like cassette.
One of the things that is so very nice about this is that you guys respect each other. You know your work. You've played with each other. And you all at the Scranton Cultural Center are acknowledging this wonderful scene that we have and bringing everybody together and say, let's celebrate.
It is a celebration when you really think about it.
Sure.
How about you, Jamie? Have you heard concerts in the old days at the Scranton Cultural Center ever?
Oh, for sure. When I was already a young adult, I remember going to see Bob Weir and Rat Dog play there.
Everyone brings that show up.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember that one and some other.
That was a big one.
And I was a local stagehand for a while, so I also did lots of work there.
Tell us from that standpoint about this building. What an amazing building it is.
It's incredible. I know there's a lot of rooms. I've never seen them, but I know they're up there.
Well, there's 188,000 square feet.
188,000.
So you could fit three White Houses within the building. Sure. Yeah.
Really?
I know, it's crazy. People don't realize. There's another smaller space, theater space, upstairs on the fourth floor, our Shopland Hall. So it's a smaller stage and, you know, would fit a smaller room.
I performed there. It's a nice room.
It is a nice room.
Still fits several hundred people in that room.
A couple of hundred fits nicely. We do some of our children's programming there. It's great for comedy. It's a really nice setup for, you know, an up-and-coming comedy or a solo act or maybe like a duo. Full band, it might be a little bit of a tight squeeze.
Also, where was the Little Dragons? My daughter was in Little Dragons place.
The Little Dragons probably took place down in the junior ballroom,
junior ballroom.
Right. Yeah. So we transformed. It's part of the basement or the lower level area. I mean, it's all redone beautifully. We have a beautiful children's program and youth theater program.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Our youth theater program director, Camille Reinecke, does a phenomenal job. As a matter of fact, we're gearing up for this spring, Beauty and the Beast.
So anyone listening would be amazed to hear all of the various things that are possible because this space is such
a... Yeah, don't they do a tour? You could take a tour of the place.
Thank you, Dave. We usually do tours on Saturday mornings. I would always recommend that you check the website to make sure that it's actually on the calendar and they're at 10 a.m. And I would schedule, if you're planning on doing a tour, schedule a good 2 hours, because depending upon your tour guide and how much of the backstory you get into, it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
And remind people about the architect.
The architect is Raymond Hood. And we actually have a music series that we launched back in October. It's called Underground Microphone, and it's located in the lower level. There is a room. It's a great room with tables and chairs. There is a bar. It might remind you of a speakeasy. There's pocket doors, but that's called the Raymond Hood Room, and it's named after the architect that designed the building. He was also part of the design team for Radio City Music Hall, Rockefeller Center, among other famous buildings throughout the country, And you think about it, this project was started in 1927-ish, completed in 1930, and was a multi-million dollar project then. The Masons raised this money back in the Depression to make this happen, and you couldn't build this building today.
So in sum, you're already looking ahead to who might be part of the bill next year, but you really think this could develop into something that would be festival-like?
Yeah, well, I think it could be a bigger event, and if, you know, obviously if we get enough people to show up, there's no reason that the budget couldn't be big enough to bring in some people from other areas.
People love festivals.
This is the first week of spring, so that was kind of part of the name, the Steamtown String Fling.
I love that name. You know, it wouldn't work the same way in the summer. People still want to get out, but yet it's too cold to stay outside for a long period of time, so that works.
And Jamie, how do you see it in terms of benefiting the scene musically and being good for the area?
Well, I think first and foremost, to keep the cultural center alive, because it's such a landmark. It's very unique. Not everybody has a place like this, and it's really an incredible place. And the musicians that are going to be on there that are all local, Mike Mizwinski and brother Roy Williams, his family from Williams Pies fame, if anybody remembers Williams Pies. He's from up in the South Abington area. But he's an incredible new artist that's going to surprise a lot of people. Boy, he's really something else. And Mike Mizwinski, who's new, who I also play with, by the way, on his new record, and as well as with Dave. Those are the two acts that I play with presently. And yeah, Mike's new record a year ago today has just come out, and Dave's new record's coming out anytime. Our new record, it's going to be something else. And I know how well loved they are in the area to all those musicians. And I think just with all the good vibes that this kind of music is creating too, the strings and the whole more Americana vibe. I think that's the ticket, and that's very hot in the scene right now. So many people love it because it's an awesome, good timey kind of thing. It's not just none of this heavy. It's not like hard rocking heavy thing. You know, it's all positive. You know, it's good for family. Younger people could love it, enjoy it just the same. That's some of the reasons. And you know, I've been here playing in this music scene my whole life. So anything that helps this area is really a big attraction for me. Anyways, I think it is for everybody.
Before I do forget, though, I wanted to bring up Chris Carney's role in all this. He's going to be serving as MC, so that's a pretty strong role in and of itself.
He's done that before, but he's got a great stage presence. He's a band leader. He played with in the Coal Town Rounders, which was a great local band that I always looked up to and admired a lot, so it was cool to get him.
I believe we'll have to get him to sing a couple of numbers.
Yeah. His voice is he's so good. Riveting. Boy. I refer to him as the Coal Town Crooner, but he has a very distinct voice that ties it all together. Yeah.
Give us the details then, Maria.
Oh, yeah, so we would like everyone to know that it's Friday, March 23rd. Doors open at 7. Please make sure you get there early because seating is limited and the show starts at 7:30.
And you just play through?
Yeah, the show is going to be nonstop. So as soon as we open up the mic, it's going to be straight on through till the very end.
Maria Santomoro, Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center, Dave Brown, who has his band, The Dishonest Fiddlers, in the coordinating activity with Maria on this event, and Jamie Novak, a veteran percussionist from northeastern Pennsylvania's music scene, getting together around the table to tell us about the first annual Steamtown String Fling this Friday, March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Scranton Cultural Center, 420 North Washington Avenue in Scranton. For more information on the web, scrantonculturalcenter.org, scrantonculturalcenter.org. Dave Brown and the Dishonest Fiddlers headlining, Mike Mizwinski, and special guest New York's rock and roll brother Roy, who is from South Abington, as we heard. The Spain brothers, Mickey and Liam, will be on hand, and the MC will be Cold Town crooner Chris Carney. It's an event that is, as we heard, the first annual, but already they're in the planning stages for next year's event. The first annual Steamtown String Fling, March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Scranton Cultural Center, 420 North Washington Avenue in Scranton. For more information on the web, scrantonculturalcenter.org.